FNC's Carlson, the left doesn't believe in diversity in any sense. They'll use censorship and threats to keep people in line. By Jeff Poor on August 6, 2019. Tuesday during his Tucker Carlson Tonight monologue, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson pointed out the contradictions in the left's stance against violence as they speak out against Republicans in the wake of the shootings in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. The goal, according to Carlson, is to use race to divide people. If you're confused, you haven't been paying attention lately, Carlson said. Almost everything the left says these days is projection. In almost every single case, they accuse you of exactly what they're doing. And this week, in the wake of two horrifying mass shootings, they've been telling us the president is a hater. He's using race to divide us, they scream. It's wrong. They're right about the second part. It's definitely wrong. Using race to divide us? That's a core tenet of the left. Identity politics is the process of dividing people on the basis of immutable characteristics, factors they can't control. And that's what the Democratic Party is at this point. It is an identity politics party. They promise some Americans reparations. They denounce others for their skin color. They call it privilege. The entire country, they'll tell you, is fundamentally racist, and therefore evil. Carlson went on to add in the short term, the left hoped to use those divisions for political gain but warned it would have long-term consequences. Our democratic system only works when citizens can disagree. Free to say to their neighbors, we are on separate pages. We vote for separate people. And not be afraid to say that, he added. The left is making us afraid to say that. The left demands total conformity. They don't believe in diversity in any sense. They'll use censorship and threats to keep people in line. In the short term, that may work. They're hoping it works until next November. But over time, it's a big mistake. It's exactly how things fall apart. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.